Thank you, Tara. I appreciate it. Is this Leah?
Hi, yeah, it is.
Okay, Leah, my name is Chris. I'm one of the pricing directors here in the area. And I know you were speaking to Tara, and she did put here in the notes. You have a lot of good questions. So we want to definitely get those addressed and you know, ultimately go. Go ahead.
The first thing for you, you know, I'm interested. However, you know, I've never had to advertise. You know, we stay busy. The thing is, I like the fact that I'm assuming, and you have to be honest with me, you are a subcontractor or you work directly with Google, correct?
Yeah, I just sent you over text message where you're able to get that.
Yeah, let me look at that call coming.
Yeah.
So, you know, my thing is obviously, I typically don't, I don't need to advertise, you know, I stay pretty busy, but it's, you know, we're getting to the point where, you know, if I can get a call or a text from people and I can just, you know, say, hey, look me up on Google or something like that, and then they can just kind of get an overall gist, you know what I mean? So it'd be kind of helpful for me to get, how do I want to, like, screen people, right?
Yeah.
Well, that would be good. But, you know, one thing also, Chris, is I am not interested in any work north of Marion County.
Gotcha.
I get calls. I am on Angie's lead, which has been fine for us. I'm on Angie's lead. I do not go to Portland. I don't go to that area. I stay Marion County, Lynn County, Lane County, Cole,
okay,
Fenton, and Lincoln. I'm not interested in anything north of Marion County.
You're in Kaiser, correct?
I'm in Kaiser, Salem. Yeah, I have two locations, but right now I'm working out of this office, so. The trucks and everything over another, but right now Kaiser, so it'll be Kaiser Salem. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Most definitely. That's not an issue. Excuse me. Yeah. So
we really like Marion County and Lynn County and Lane too. And Benton. Well, we kind of like them all. Lincoln is a little tough. Lincoln City is a little tougher, but we stay south.
Okay, gotcha. That's not an issue at all whatsoever. We can definitely hyper-focus on that. So, look, the very first thing I want to establish before we get into pricing and all that is, were you able to open up that text message to show, to see who we are?
Are you the one that confirmed status on Google Partner? Yeah, let me know.
Yep, there you go. So Local Splash, we've been in business for, 21 years now, right? And, so that'll take you directly to Google's website and confirm that we're partners. And I just sent you another link right now. It's basically you typing in on Google, it's Local Splash, a Google Partner, and then the AI overview will say, yes, Local Splash is an official Google Partner. So,
okay.
You know, that's the number. If anybody else calls you and tells you something, you know, that's, and they can't prove that, then that's not a good thing.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, obviously I need to know how much it costs a month. That's going to be a big thing for us. We're not a big builder by any means. I don't have a bunch of employees. I have a couple employees and we subbed and all that. But we're busy.
Yep.
I need to know, how much is it a month? Can I cancel if it's not working? You know, all that kind of stuff. What I need to give you, a couple of photos, some just general information for people to look at, I'm assuming. That's what I'm interested in.
Yeah, absolutely, right. So everything here is, you know, there's no long-term commitments, right? This is pretty much, we have to earn your business on a monthly basis. All right, so you don't have to get married to us. You got to see how it's working for you in order for it to make sense. If it doesn't make money, it's not going to make sense, right? All
right,
so that's number one. Let's establish that. Number two, I want to make the price as affordable as possible because to me, from what I'm hearing that you're looking for is when someone is looking up your business. So just to kind of, I want to just shoot you straight. I'm a very straight shooter. I don't like to, you know, kind of sugarcoat or cut corners. I like just go straight to the point. When I do a search for your company online, you have nothing online. So, you
know
you, right, yeah. So,
and I,
so
that's
yeah,
on
go ahead.
Purpose.
Okay,
that's
okay. No.
Been,
right,
so,
right.
It's, point, it's big enough that we're, you know, we're busy enough, we're established, we're, you know, we're getting referrals. You know, when we have a referral, it would be nice for that referral to go ahead.
Exactly. And that brings to my next point. So basically what this would do is this would put you on Google. So we would have to create what's called a Google Business Profile, get it optimized so when people are searching for your services, you're to be found as a top recommended option. We would build a website for you. So this is a fully compliant Google optimized website where we can showcase the work that you do before and after pictures. Like you just mentioned, do we have to send pictures? Yes, you do to build the website. And then we also get you found on other platforms. So basically we get you on Apple Maps for the iPhone users. We get you on Amazon Alexa, Google Home, and Siri for the voice-activated searches. We get you on Yelp, which is another platform. I'm pretty sure you heard of Yelp, right?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. And then we get you on Bing, which is another search engine. So those are the most, I would say, profitable, and then also Google will index those directories in order for you to rank high on that on the algorithm on that first page, right? So now when people look your company up or even the phone number or just a name, you'll have a listing on Google, right? Once again, it's not something that you know, like you said, you need, but because you stay busy, but if people can, you know, refer you, they can look you up and see everything you can do, right? Now, as far as pricing, since you're not interested in leads and paying per lead and all that, I can definitely get you into our platinum package. That way you could see how it's going to work for you. Okay. Are you able to receive the text messages I've been sending you, right, Leah?
I got it. Yep.
Okay. All right. So the best thing about this is once we work with a company, we can't work with anybody else that does what you do. So that's our partnership with Google. We have to work with one company per category, per area. So we're not going to work with any of your competitors. That way we give you our undivided attention and maximum results. Right. So, we don't want to like take away from you and give to others and so forth. We want to focus on your success so you're sticking with us on a monthly basis. Okay. Now, the most recent text message I sent you, if you can open that up, it's our pricing page and I'll guide you. Okay. So if you scroll all the way down, here's what I can do for you today.
There we go.
Okay. So Essential Pro and Platinum. So the Platinum package, I can get you that Platinum package at the cost of the Essential at $299, and I'll waive $200 off your setup fee. So your initial investment would be $398 to start, and then $299 every month after that. So that would include everything that's in the Platinum for the cost of the Essential.
Okay.
Right? So
let me look. Monitor.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tell me what the advanced reporting is.
Oh, okay. So do you have an iPhone or Android?
I have an iPhone.
iPhone, okay. I love iPhones.
But my RM has a Android.
That's fine. The reason why I ask is if you go onto the App Store for the iPhone and you type in Local Splash, you're going to see our app there. So you're going to have the tracking and reporting system. We'll show you exactly what we're doing for you. So we're not going to wish you the best of luck and say, hey, good luck, you're on Google. No, you're going to know exactly what we're doing for you. So you'll be able to see the calls, everything that we're doing for you on the app. So not a lot of companies out there invest money in creating an app for their customers.
Okay. So it would be $388 to set up and then $299 a month.
Yeah, so $398 to start. So I'll wait. So once again, the Platinum package is usually $599. Since we're looking to fill the position today, I can get you in at a more comfortable price. And then Tara did put, please make it affordable in the notes. So I love her notes.
When I went to that general contracting, you know, the first one that comes up is Star Builders.
Yeah.
You know, I know who they are. I mean, I'm familiar with them. They don't do really what we do. They're more of a fix it and a little bit of remodeling, stuff like that, which is really great because very much needed. But we're general contractors. We build custom homes and we build, you know, like we push out, you know, we'll take a house that's 2,000 square feet and make it 2,600 square feet. So, you know, that's what we do best.
Exactly. Well, that's really good.
He has
obviously he has more employees than we do. We just, you know, a custom home builder typically doesn't, a small custom home doesn't have a bunch of employees. We have a few, but.
Right.
And then like Rick's fencing and decking, you know, everybody knows who they are. They do fences.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like you have two generals right up front. Yeah. So, and then you got a water systems and stuff like that. So it doesn't look like, you know, there's a lot, there's too many that would be competing when it's
no.
with me.
Yeah.
So interesting. That's interesting. You know, honestly, we use Angie's leads. They, you know, I get good leads from them, but I get a lot of dead ends and I still got to pay for it.
Yeah, so here's the thing about Google, right? So with Google, what you're doing is you're promoting your own company as a sole entity,
yes.
right? You're,
right.
you know, with HomeAdvisor, Angie's, House, Porsche, Thumbtack, those are all pay-per-lead services. And so they're okay, you know, they do bring in profit, but what they do is genius. They actually buy a listing on Google and it'll say 10 best custom home builders or 10 best remodelers, right? And then what they do is then they sell the leads to you and your competitor. So basically what you're doing is you're promoting your company within their platform, right? So,
right.
you know,
right.
if you were to cancel, unfortunately, or you were to just, you know, steer away from that platform, they keep all your reviews and it's just, you know what I mean? It's not like your own platform. It's like, so with this, you know, if you were to cancel our service, you keep everything in place. You see what I mean? You're the owner of your business profile. You are going to have all the platforms and all the different directories are going to do for you. So here is, instead of paying a middleman, you're promoting your own company as a sole entity, and you're able to see the traction and success from it. Just like, you know, just like you and I, when we look for, you know, an ice cream, you're looking for steakhouse, you're looking for a hotel, or where to pump gas, or where to have lunch, the first thing you do is you don't HomeAdvisor it, you Google it, right? So, you're going to go on Google, you're going to look for those, type in the search in the map section or
yes.
just in the browser, and then you make your decisions based on the companies that are near or, you know, have good ratings.
Right.
So one of the things that once we create your Google business profile, I highly suggest and recommend, Leah, is to get your reviews on Google, because I see you have reviews on Angie's, but if you were to cancel that service, once again, unfortunately, they're going to keep those reviews.
Yes,
so,
take it. Well,
and you do –
one thing
yeah.
that – I understand what you're saying. I think it's, I mean, it sounds like a great business plan. It really does. I have to be a little cautious. When we first started 10 years ago, you know, we were transitioning into the Salem area from out of the area. And I put on, I put a page up on Facebook
mm-hmm.
and I didn't like is, you know, being a general contractor and new into the area, you know, I mean, for example, I'm just hypothetically what happened, the details, you know, we build a fence in the time frame that the customer wanted, you
mm-hmm.
know, it was, the contract was great, we were 2 days early, you know, a 7-day job, we built it in 5 days, we took pictures, a lot, it was all perfect. The next
mm-hmm.
thing I see on Facebook was a shitty review.
Right. Oh, that's a good question.
I was like, what in the hell happened? I mean, these people were inviting us to lunch.
Goodness gracious.
It was just, and you know, and that's the thing with, as you know, the
mm-hmm.
public is, you just don't know. So,
right.
you know, the Facebook, I'm leery of Facebook just because I think there's a lot of people that act like that so they can get recognition, because you know then you can Facebook back and forth and you can talk in that chat. I don't
mm-hmm.
think that happens here though, correct?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. So the good thing about Google is that you'll have, you know, a review monitoring tool. So basically if they were to send you a negative review, you get a chance to mitigate with that client or talk to them before it gets posted, or you can talk to Google
okay.
directly and kind of share your side of the story, and we can mitigate that for you. So, yeah, you know, yeah, it's got to be a legitimate review. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, if you've done everything on your end, you could, you know.
But with Facebook, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
So that's, oh, you can, because I see that Facebook page, business page. I mean, I think it would be great to have a Facebook business page. I just don't
mm-hmm.
trust the public. I just don't trust them.
Yeah, we're Meta partners, too, and we're Yelp partners. So what we do is we promote and we also manage your listings there to make sure that, you're getting the best results from it. So if you get a review, you know, we can help you mitigate those as well. You know, that way you're not having to be stuck with a review that's not really legitimate, right? That's the last thing you want.
I remember one review, and it was really early on. It was on mm-hmm. Facebook, you know, it was a great review. He was really happy. I loved it. You know, these, you know, so-and-so is great, blah, 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 but expensive. And I was just like, what the hell? You signed the contract.
Goodness.
It's that kind of stuff. But, I mean, you know, our Facebook, you know, when they were on it, overall it was a really positive, but it was just a few bad ones I remember, and I didn't. You know, I don't want to have to deal with those kind of people.
Right.
When they have the opportunity to stay on Facebook, for example, and they can, it's kind of like they were there, they self-appointed themselves as our critic. And so I
right.
just took the, I just, because of course some people, it was like, you know, they would get on and they would talk to these people instead mm-hmm. of calling us. That's what I
yeah.
think. So when I saw Facebook, I was like, yeah, I don't know if I want to be on Facebook. So
right, yeah.
You're saying you can't manage it.
Exactly, right. So at the end of the day, you know, it's like, you know, funny thing you mentioned about reviews, it's like Disneyland, right? The one in California is the happiest place on earth, right? And then people leave reviews for the $10 soda pops, and they leave reviews for the 2-hour lines. It's like, are you kidding me? Did you expect to go to California, which is one of the most expensive states, and get a soda for a dollar? It's not gonna happen.
Okay.
Did you expect them to shut down the entire amusement park for your benefit, like you're Michael Jackson? It doesn't work that way. So,
right.
You know.
Same thing
mm-hmm.
with general contractors. You know, I don't know.
No, I hear
it.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
We are highly regulated. You know, we have
licenses. Oh, absolutely.
We have all this stuff.
You're bonded,
you know,
everything, yep.
Funded, insured, LNI,
mm-hmm.
I mean, everything. We, you know, and the ones, the flaky ones, they don't last.
No, no, of course not. No, yeah.
So,
yeah, well,
so
I mean, if I'm a consumer, I'd rather pay for someone like you, right, that has all these ducks in a row.
Right.
100%, yeah.
So, okay, that's, I mean, I love the, I can't get to this one. I don't know why. Oh, here we go. Let me see. Can I get to that? Anyways, okay, so, I mean, it sounds like something I would be interested in. You know, I have to, like, if you can, is this your documentation? Is this what you,
Yeah, so,
I mean,
so
or
yeah, look.
Or stuff to send, of course, I need to read through all this and get your phone number. You know, I mean, the price actually sounds reasonable. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, what's stopping you from moving forward from something like this? I mean, or what's your concern? What's your... Mm-hmm.
I want to run it by my RM first, because he's the one that's going to be fielding half or more of the calls.
Okay.
You know, I need to ask him. I need to ask him. The main thing I need to ask him is Chris, if he has any questions for you, because, you know, he will. You know, he'll have some questions like, can you do this? Can you do that? You know, what's the best photos? I mean, that kind of stuff. So I want to talk to him, because I'm going to tell him I think this is a good idea for at least us to try it and see. It sounds great. I haven't ever had a call before
mm-hmm.
from you guys that I know of. So, you know, I think that – and we've been in discussion about Angie's for a couple of months now, to tell you the truth, because we're just getting a lot of leads that are going nowhere, and we're having to pay for them. I mean, we get leads,
mm-hmm.
we get them, we're contracted, but we just seem to be getting more leads that aren't leading anywhere, and that's, you know, they charge us. I don't like it.
Yeah, no, it gets a little expensive, yeah.
Yeah, when they send me a lead and they say it's for, and I'm bashing on them, and I don't mean to be, because they've been pretty good for us, but, you know, we get a lot of referrals, word of mouth, but, you know, like, for example, they tell us that we get a lead and it says that it's, you know, a somebody wants to build an ADU on their property. And then when I get a hold of them, it's an elderly lady that needs her electrical wire put back on her post.
Oh, and they're still charging you for that? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness
so,
gracious.
I mean, we've been getting more and more of that lately. And I think why, Chris, and you might know, is that then the building business has slowed way down.
you know, and the people that are working, it's, you know, it's referrals. So, you know, that's the thing. So anyways, I want to ask him if he has any questions for you. I mean, actually, he just called me about half an hour ago. I need to check back in with him. So, I mean, I can, if I can call you back, it sounds really good. I just need to ask him what questions he has for you.
And, right.
You
okay.
Because something he's been doing this a long time.
So. Got it. Okay. So I'll send you an email breakdown of everything we just talked about. I can't hold the position, so we're going to keep calling in the area. And
okay.
We have to.
What's your number, Chris?
Let me send you my direct number here. Unless you feel like this would be a good fit, I could possibly put it on hold so we don't call and fill it in the area. I mean, what are your thoughts? Like, on your end, do you feel like this would be a good fit for your business?
I actually do, but one thing.
Okay.
Can you give me, like, I'm trying to see where he is, because I actually.
I can give you some time. Yeah, I mean, I can reach out to my director. Yeah, I could reach out to my director and put this on a soft hold. So the way that it works, I don't know if Tara explained this to you, is once we find one business per category, per area, in this case this general contractor, we can't, you know, work with another contractor in that area. So that's why you're getting the call today. There's availability. So our job as Google Partners is to find companies that have no negative reviews and that they're willing to be on that first page. And then once we fill it, we're done. So if you're interested and you want to, you know, kind of check in with your RM, right? Then I'm more than happy to put it on a soft hold or ask for permission to put it on a soft hold and then give you, you know, a few, you know, I don't know, how long would you need? Would you say?
Just give me till this afternoon at the longest. If I can get a hold of them in the next 2 minutes, I'll call you right back.
Okay. Yeah. So I sent you my contact information. Also, what I'm doing is what's a good email for the business or for you?
That would be a good. That's really good. Send it to liasanford77@AOL. That's my personal. So.
Okay. So LIA.
liasanford77.
Okay.
Yeah, that way I don't have to pile through all of my business emails to find you.
gotcha. So I got LIA, and then you said SANSORD.
S as in Sam, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy,
mm-hmm.
Ford.
Oh, gotcha. I got it. Yep.
77@AOL.
Yep.
And then
all right.
Personal. I don't have to, like, I just opened my business and it's full. Chris, thank you. I've got to take the call. I'll call
okay,
you,
so,
I promise.
Okay, sounds good.
So
talk to you soon. Mm-hmm.